Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live and Live from Layton. We're going to jump right on into things, and I really don't know how to convey. I will actually read some thoughts that I just penned in an email to Barb Satterwhite, who asked me, how are things? There's no way to describe how are things. And those of you who've been to a Nikan event, you've been to even an in-home, there's messages, there's experiences that you can't really put into words. So let me just say this as a precursor or an overshadowing theme. When I started as a 17-year-old, I turned 18 literally when I started college, and I'll never forget that because one of my first experiences, one of the first things that was said from stage, either orientation or something, by one of the professors was, "You will learn." Now, again, this is Bible college, so I want you to hear me out on this analogy. You will learn more from your instructors. You will learn more in three areas: in your time with your roommates, in your personal isolated times of reflection and meditation, your time with God, and then the third aspect will be in a corporate setting where nobody's really talking, but you're just present. You're just there, you know, rubbing shoulders with other people. I would say those same three apply to what we have experienced here in Layton, in that the message is not time sensitive, it's not dated. This message will still carry on because it's the same message where Nikan started in 1975, and that is the unbelievable conversations that my roommate and I have had, and we picked each other because I knew what this weekend would be. I expected, I raised the bar and what I wanted to go, not being selfish, but what I wanted to walk away from this event and what I had to do to get here. It was not easy. And literally 2 hours before I got on the plane to fly here, I almost canceled it. It's not happening. I'm supposed to be there. And I'm looking at this amazing smile of a roommate who's nodding in agreement. The conversations we've had very early in the morning till very late at night, and sacrificing a little bit of sleep. And then to piggyback right on top of that, in the individual times of reflection, standing on an elevator or walking down a sidewalk or just going, what did I just experience? What was that conversation with that person? Holy smokes. Wow, what is that going to mean for the future of what I can contribute to this company and where it's going to go? And then thirdly, that aspect of a corporate gathering. Again, not so much the message of being spoken or shared from up front of the room, but the corporate group coming together. Like last night before the leadership dinner, when Ruben, our new director of sales, thank you, David, was asked to just share a blessing over the meal. And it was dead silence. He was just caught up in gratitude, in absolute humility. You could hear a pen drop on carpet. And that was one of those corporate times for that third aspect. That's how I would convey. And there's so much more to share. So I'm going to ask Pat Kelly from Gary, Indiana. Pat, can you sum up this event? Because you and I shared a moment last night, and I didn't even know how to respond when you conveyed to me. What would be your aha of the last 2 days?
I was in the right place at the right time with the right people. Just an overwhelming, heartfelt joy at being here.
Where do you go from here, Pat?
Well, I was thinking of his pool analogy. I really liked that. he gave us, you know what, organization is not my high card. And a moment ago, I had it all in my hand, and now it's gone. At any rate, let me have my friend talk to you for a minute while I find this little piece. Anyway, the pool has room. Oh, here it is. The pool has room for everybody, and I thought it was really exciting because you can be a swimmer and have fun in the sun just using the product. You can be a lifeguard and rescue people. You can be a competitor and train and work really hard 7 hours a day to be a really Olympic. Or you can train the people who are trained. And you love to teach and you make all kinds of good things that help people to move forward. Or you could be the person who owns the pool. They need students, so you need a lot of people to bring folks to the pool. And so I thought, oh, isn't that a joy? Now, there's just room for everybody, you know? It was so exciting. I thought, my goodness, I have been holding this as a sacred secret for 20 years. I need to get moving.
Do you sense a mandate, Pat, that you didn't ever sense or feel before?
I think I've been excited at the end of our workshops before, but I think this time my feet are planted in the right direction. So,
okay.
You'll be hearing lots more from me in the future.
And Pat, I didn't ask you to share this, but how valuable has, and this is a total commercial, and some of you know exactly where I'm going to go, and speaking with Michael DiMuccio last night till way later than we should have, I think we were there past all the employees cleaning out the banquet room. How imperative has the ICANN attitude been for you?
I think it's the thing that got me here, because there were lots of obstacles in the way. And so I had to keep reminding myself that I can. I am unstoppable. I can. Now, quit harassing me with all this stuff. I can. So, it was...
And, you know, Pat, you're the epitome of somebody who literally, as William Todd has taught us, that, you know, it's not meant to be, that we need to go forward, and yet there's going to be, you know, opportunities dressed up as obstacles, and you're using somebody else's phone this morning because you accidentally, inadvertently, or whatever, pushed the wrong keys on your phone and you locked yourself out.
Oh my God. It's a new one worth either. And now I have borrowed a third one, and I have the fourth one in my hand, so.
So what's really the excuse? There is not an excuse, is there, Pat?
You just keep moving.
So. Yeah, the intention plus mechanism definitely is equal to the results here. Mary, thank you, Pat, so very much. And Dr. Mary Van Hoy, this woman is a woman of many words, and her career as an ophthalmologist, am I pronouncing that correctly? Optometrist, thank you. It spans a long time, and at the seventh decade, but you'd never imagine that if you saw her, that since she's already been on this planet for seven decades. Mary, I want to, for the sake of you and your expertise in the field, I want to give you a whole, you know, 30, 35 minutes on Saturday AMI, but how would you sum up your experience here?
I would say go with your gut feeling. I had this feeling when the announcements were made that we have new corporate leaders who get it, and I thought, wait a minute. There's a brochure that I saw that said lightning strikes twice. This is the twice. We don't want to miss it. So I would sum up by saying this is the ground floor opportunity of a very viable, proven company of 45 years with new leadership, new recommitted distributors who have stayed here because of the heart and culture of NECAM. The ones that were there for a pen or for the money have left, unfortunately. They left some good things, but they left. And now, and I have to say, I left 2 years ago to devote more time to my two practices, but I knew I needed an environment of positive thinkers who didn't look at me and think I was nuts, but would say, yay, go for it, crazy lady. And so that's why I re-entered NECAM. Because of the steadfastness of people like you people like Dennis and Ruth Williams who are there, and you guys are the yin yang. You're like a ball of fire. Ruth and Dennis are just steady eddies, but they're there for you. I had a 3-hour breakfast with Dennis. Calm, collected, logical, sequential, prepared. So we have the both best of both worlds. And those of you listening this morning, you need to get in there, both feet, and don't look back. Just keep looking forward. We've got the most incredible team of both consultants and corporate, all focused on serving humanity, humans being more. We need each of you, no matter what player you want to be, get in there. You'll be a part of something tremendous.
Mary, where... You're one that, what's that phrase, that moss doesn't grow on a moving rock? You are a rock, an icon, in my eyes. You know, all of what, 5 foot, 1.5 maybe?
Well, 4'9", they keep shrinking. I'm going to attach some feet to my chest and hang upside down again.
And I, you know, when we went to dinner last night, we got a little bit of misdirections and whatever it may be, but walking in, what, you know, 15-degree weather at night, and yet you were steadfast, and I, there was a parallel. I saw a message, a picture of what Pat just said, putting your feet straight, getting in the right direction, and that's the way you were walking down that very, very busy street to get to where we needed to go, regardless of the obstacles, regardless of the time. And yet we did it. And you know, our ears may have suffered a little bit of frostbite, but that's okay, or, you know, a little bit of numbing. But that's the direction we need to go. Don't make the excuses, folks. And you were the epitome of that in my eyes. And so you will be back again and share more. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Mary. And Nancy Clyde, are you on the line yet? Nancy from Arlington, maybe, maybe not. I asked Nancy. Nancy was part of our group of six, and those of you who have been to Human Seeing More, you know what that experience is like and the bond that's created. And the other two members, a husband and wife, a young couple of 25 years young from Southern California, the language difference or not, you're going to want to hear from them. Daniela and her husband, Camilla. Holy smokes. I see part of me from 26 years ago, that passion and that determination, and they're brand new to NECAN. They know so little, and yet what they've experienced in the products and in the experience of getting the heart message of NECAN, and I'm just going, oh man, I'd love to be in their shoes and start all over again. David Jones, Dr. Jones as I refer to him, has been a guest. He's not a stranger to Saturday AM Live background. Been to these events many times before. Had the privilege of rooming with the illustrious, the icon, the master of message, Mr. Vance Rogers. No, I'll stop. We've had more fun, and we've laughed harder than I've laughed in a long time, and yet we've cried deeper than I have in a long time, trying to process all this. And David, how do you process this? What's been that aha for you?
I haven't been to a ton of these, but I have been to enough. It's really hard to put into words, Vance. There, because we have such great products, and our products do amazing things. People, you know, it's easy to get excited and to jump up and down and you know, let's go change the world with these products. But what I really saw this time, and I think it was summed up by you shared a number of good things that you saw from Luis Kasuga, our new president. The things that, I mean, talk about a servant leader and a leader by example, the way he just... It's what some people would determine to be menial tasks. Like you said, he was handing the microphone to the different people that stood up and wanted to speak. walking the microphone over to them on Thursday. But it, I think it's all summed up when Mr. Kasuga, when Luis was standing up in front of the group and addressing us, and he simply said, this is not about me, about a physician. He said, it's about this right here, and he pointed to his heart. I don't know that I've ever seen a Nikan corporate leader, you know, just, you know, break it down to the pure emotion of, you know, and the fact that this company really is about humans being more, and it all starts at the heart and then in the mind. And that really stood out. And then we both had conversation with a gentleman, Ron Clark, who was here simply to support his wife, Julie. And Ron was walking into the room the other day, and Luis, our president, was the man at the door greeting him. And Ron wasn't sure how to address him because he's the new elected leader of this company. And Luis looked at him and said, just call me your friend. And Ron was blown away by that. Ron was just, he's like, wow, just blown away. That's what's happening this weekend. And where this company is going from here is something to be really excited about.
You know, David, that I was hoping you'd share. And because what Ron experienced is the... it's the epitome of that heart message, is that Luis, master servant, super servant, whatever you want to call him, and he's supposed to be wrapped up in his own ego, but he said to, and let me see if I can, let me just read to you the way he said it. When somebody asked him about this position, he said, this position doesn't mean I will have a better lifestyle. It means that I have a bigger responsibility. I want to be your friend. He said that from the front of the room on Thursday evening. And again, some of you may say, oh, Vance, you're putting too much stock. You know, David, you're putting too much weight on one man's shoulders. No. You know, that'd be like saying to Bill Gates, you know, well, you're supposed to run this company that you created, you know, called Microsoft for Steve Jobs. Or, you know, you pick the example, Henry Ford. Go back to the decades of great leaders. They have their responsibility because God gave them that responsibility. And, you know, as he shared last night, my message is bigger than my fear. You know, somebody asked him at a Q&A session, where do you see, how do we deliver the message, and how are you going to deliver the message? And he said, well, in every country that we've gone into, the responsibility I had to open up Colombia, I moved there for a year. That was my commitment, and my message was bigger than my fear of the unknown and all these different factors. And thank you, David, for sharing that. And you're going to hear, by the way, from Ron Clark. He's a 30-year... RN, registered nurse, 50 years, excuse me, so 5-decade nurse in the Western medicine empire that we have here, and the message that he has to share, especially about, if he got up in front of the group last night, he stole the show. I may have the last name of Mr. Rogers, but he was the Mr. Rogers of this event, and just sharing his heart and what he experienced after 15 years of chronic arthritis in his shoulders and in his hands, a few minutes putting his hands on the Kinko ground and a few minutes with his feet, going to bed and waking up the next morning. I'm not going to be the spoiler and share with you what happened, but absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Just unbelievable. We have, and I know I've stated this before, we have with this product something that Nikan was birthed with in 1975. Nancy, did you hit star 6 yet? And this is always a challenge when people are getting ready.
Now I'm here.
Now, thank you, Nancy. Nancy, you and I go way back. we shared moments and experiences like at events like this. What's your takeaway? What's your aha?
Well, I've been listening to what others have shared, and it's all just unbelievable. I think what this has been absolutely the most wonderful, wonderful event, life-changing, etc. Seeing the heart, I'm about to start getting cranked up. The heart of Yi Ken, through all these years, people going, people returning, etc. Reuben was asked, what is Reuben's last name? I can't remember. Anyway, he was asked.
He's our vice president of sales, director of sales.
And he was asked to pray last night before we had our leadership dinner. And the man was overcome with emotion. And I peeked up at him because I thought, heck, I'm not here tearing up because I say just pause and the noises for him trying to regain composure. And it was. And he was looking up and grimacing and trying to gain control of his face and his mouth and his throat to pray. And that's just part of the heart that you just feel when you're here. I asked when we were doing the roundtable thing, Luis Kasuga, if I understood him correctly, excuse my throat and voice, I'm still sick, did I understand you to say when in South America you studied the culture of the people, perhaps in each individual country, I'm not sure, but let's say South America as a whole, and then you gave the tools and the everything needed to further their businesses to fit how it fits into that culture. And you are doing, with our help, you said, the same in North America. And he said, exactly. Well, I have been watching South America and have been very envious, I must admit, because I'm like, wow, Kansas, oh my gosh, these people just get it. And they get on. And that is coming for us. And that the man is just brilliant. Something else, just a little thing that I learned. I've learned so many different things. I want to share this. You know how we're told when we're getting to know people and find out what their need is? You know, you form them and you ask them about their family. And I've never been good at that. And it just seemed cumbersome to me, even though you're just following this quick thing. Well, what Mike DiMuccio does, and he gave the exact, I don't know how much time I have, I'll be quick. He gave the example of having a server in this lounge that was just went over the bus. And thought, man, this person, this is the type of person we're looking for. And so that he talked to him, the person said, he said, you know, he complimented him, got the contact information, and when he called this person back, he complimented him again, told him how those things matched what he was looking for in his business. And then he said, I'm going to read 5 words to you, and I want you to tell me which 2 jump out. Well, what were the 5 words? Body, mind, family, society, finances. Which 2 jumped out at you? And they tell you. Now, is that jumping? I mean, that is just cutting to the chase. So then you can take it from there. But that was just a huge help for me. And another thing I'm excited about, since my husband is a coach for so many years, we have so many athletic connections. When Herb Rapp got up there, he said, Dave is going to be putting together, it would be like a CD-ROM fence, I'm not sure, but a way for people. I have the old Johnny Bench articles and the Evander Holyfield and all of those, Shannon Miller and all those. But he said, Dalton, these new people over these years, they don't have those, so they're going to be coming up with something for us for that. And I'll stop there.
Nancy, thank you. You conveyed the emotion of an experience like this that I know David and I can't, Pat and Ann can, and and again, it's so challenging because I'm listening as though I wasn't here. I'm listening as those of you who are all around North America going, well, okay, great, you know, I'm not there, I missed it, I had other commitments, or you just couldn't afford it, or whatever it is. You don't have to miss the next 2 that are coming up. They're on the NECAN website, April and September in Southern California. And let me share, and I'm going to finish by reading to you what I just wrote, and I don't think I wrote anything that can't be shared to Barb Satterwhite when she asked me via email, you know. I think Barb just asked me how many people were here, and that's irrelevant to me, but there was something else, and I just had an idea, a harebrained idea, so I'm going to finish with that. But what I do want to tell you is that Luis Quezaga, and when I met him years ago, it really wasn't until I heard him speak in San Antonio a year and a half ago that I really got to hear and see the man. But then it was one of those, I won't call it a locker room experience, I call it a bathroom experience where we're standing looking at each other in the mirror, washing our hands, and we shared a moment, just a short conversation. What he said from the stage prior to that really got to the core of who I am, and it changed the direction of my life from that point forward, and it was these few words. When change occurs, we have two options. We complain, or we seek understanding. And it's the difference between an optimist and a pessimist, or a forward-thinking or a small-minded thinking person. Let's be those who seek understanding. So, you know, I may not understand all this change, all the, you know, what Nancy has shared, what David has shared, what Mary had said. Mary is a recycled wellness consultant. She was with NECAN decades ago. She went away to pursue some other opportunities, some other dreams, some goals, and now she's returned, and what she's saying about the leadership is so right on. And what Pat started us with is that this is an experience that you know, you just have to be there. So I believe they're both in San Diego. I know they're both in Southern California. Luis at the helm, the new sheriff in town, and when I got up last night and was recognized, and I don't even know what I was being recognized for, it was kind of caught off guard. Oh, I know what it was. I'm looking at the award that Dave and Valerie Johnson gave out, which all of us can do. And it's called the Fast 500 Team Builder. We all know the importance of having 500 personal volume. That's 500 points in customer sales. And or a $500 auto ship of our own. Maybe we have a big family. It's, whatever it is, it's 500 personal points. The best way is to develop a team of five customers, five really healthy auto ship customers, and that can grow to. But once you hit there, then duplicating that in three consultants who do the same, three different legs. And that's what they describe as the Fast 500 Team Builder. And they gave us an award, those of us who achieved that. And I thought, that's kind of silly, because I thought that was just secondhand. I just thought that was something we were supposed to do. I didn't even know there was really a contest. So my point is this, is that when I was up front sharing last night, I couldn't help but think of this strong message, and this is just what we're supposed to do. Luis Quezaga is a man with a vision. And when I asked him a question in front of the whole group last night, he spun it right around. And the question was, what do we in the field need? You've been in this position. What do you see we in the field need to do? Not about selling more, not about gaining more customers, but what is our responsibility? And his answer was quite simply this, summed up, you all have a seed. And he's looking right at me. I mean, it was just like laser-pointed vision, and I got it. This is my responsibility. He said, you have the seed of NECAN in your hand. It's time to start planting those seeds. And I interpreted that as, and start planting them more aggressively. And a deep-hearted conviction. And I don't want me to go full circle and play on this new sheriff in town philosophy, because that can be kind of construed as a crusader or a militaristic, you know, mandate. But when I looked at him when I was up front, you know, receiving this award, I said, we do have a new sheriff in town. And he held up his fingers like a gun, and he kind of fired it and then blew the smoke from the tip of his, you know, index finger. And I chuckled. because there's a balance here. And he's determined with even moving his family, moving, relocating yet again, whatever it takes to lead us. And if you've not been, or if you've been, it's been a while, and you want to see the heart of the company that you've aligned yourself with, get to one of these events in Southern California. One's in April, one's in September. Ben and Kim Woodward are relocating from England to Southern California. There's a reason for that. They feel a calling, they feel a mandate. There is the former global president of Nikken, who's now one of us. So let me finish with this, and we have a few minutes, and I'm going to stop the recording and open it up for some Q&A. But let me just finish by saying this. The real cherry on top of this event was four of us last night being the last ones in the banquet room, so hopefully way too late. Earl Diamond, Michael DiMuccio, and I dominated the discussion. I'm not quite sure how to even process all the information I learned, but what I do know is that what has transpired behind the scenes to get this management team in place is nothing short of the hand of God moving all the players into the ideal position so that Nikken expands in North America like it did in the 90s and more recently in Mexico and the other Spanish-speaking countries. I don't know exactly how to share what my heart has been speaking to me at this event, but what I do know is that there is a deep-seated personal passion that needs to be shared at an accelerated rate. Louis Gonzaga has the heart and history that former leaders said was absolutely necessary to lead with the vision like Mr. Masuda's was in 1975 at the birth and foundational years of this company. We truly do have a gift in this man that when we will do our part, he will do his in leading the world. I want to challenge you guys. I want to challenge myself. God has given us this opportunity. He's given us a mandate. It's more than just about sharing products. Look at that pool analogy that Pat shared. There's all these different people in this pool. Figure out which one we are. Whether it's a customer, whether it's a consultant, whether it's a leader, whatever it is, figure out which one you know you're supposed to be. Don't try and be somebody else. And grab hold of it and run with it. And watch, pay attention, get on the website, get on the blog, see what Jeff Isom shared on his Facebook page. That's something I need to do because I'm not a social mediaite. I just don't know how to do it. I'm going to learn how to do it. We have a moral obligation, a moral responsibility. So thank you to those who shared. I know there's so much more that all of us could, because how do you encapsulate something like this? And we still got a whole other day ahead of us. So again, big decisions are made at big events. We all have heard that before. Do what you can. Take a vacation to Southern California, incorporate Nikken right on into it, because it'll change your life, and it will change the lives of the people that are in your circle of influence. So that's all I got. Thank you for tuning in to this so very much. I look forward to next week continuing to process this. I'm hoping I can get Ron Clark, registered nurse of 50 years, 5 decades, to share. And here's a supportive husband who's been in the background. He read the birthing book three times, to figure out what happened in his own physical body. So I'm hoping I can get him next week. But 2 weeks from now, Sherry Danzig, Team Kaizen winner again, will be with us. And wow, she's selected some of her team members to share what they did to pull that off. And by the way, there's a whole bunch of new incentives out there. If I understand them correctly, I got to go back and read the fine print. But some of us are already going to qualify them. For one, I think it's Team Taishi, I believe. But did you do the 500 points, or maybe it's 1,500, whatever it was. But some of us, every 3 months,
just because we're doing the right thing, we're going to walk away with 500 weekend reward points. That means $500 every 3 months of free product. Because we're already doing it. And I know there's some of us in the Rogers organization, because I see your numbers. Just continue to do that, which you're already doing, and you'll automatically get that. So check those out. Dennis and Ruth sent down an email with a little bit different layout so you can see it and understand it. So check it out. So anyways, we got to go. We got a meeting to get to, but I do want to open up for a couple of Q&A. But let me say adios, sayonara, dasvidaniya, ciao for now.